Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a castle of Christmas movie memories. This December, Today from the Ohio Newsroom is going all over the state, far and near, to spread holiday cheer. I'm Claire Roth. This festive Friday, we're taking you to the world's largest privately owned collection of Christmas memorabilia. Castle Noel in Northeast Ohio is the home to the Miracle on 34th Street Santa costume, the snowman from Christmas with the Cranks, and life-sized animatronic reindeer. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports, that's just the beginning.
From the outside, Castle Noel looks like a typical church in small-town Ohio. But walk through the entryway, shout the magic words, and doors to a whole other world open.
Merry Christmas! Welcome to the Grand Hall of Castle Noel!
In the foyer, there's a mania of Christmas memorabilia. Larger-than-life Christmas toys sit by a 24-foot tree. A sleigh of stolen presents from the 2000 film The Grinch stretches toward the ceiling. And the people inside this former church worship a more secular figure these days.
I have been called Santa Claus since I was a little kid.
That's Mark Claus, no relation to Santa. He and his wife, Dana, are behind this 40,000 square foot celebration of Christmas, where rooms are filled to the brim with vintage toys, holiday window displays, and, of course, iconic movie memorabilia. Claus has been donning a red suit to spread Christmas cheer since he was in elementary school. And now that he's old enough to have a long white beard to frame his rosy cheeks, the resemblance is uncanny. He says Castle Noel is just an extension of his family's tradition of going over the top for the holidays.
We always had a 16-foot-tall Christmas tree and all this amazing scenery in our house that my mom and dad would put together. And the place was just spectacular. And people would come from everywhere to see it.
Claus is a sculptor and artist by trade. Collecting Christmas memorabilia came later. He began with just a few props from The Grinch. And now he's filled the building and two storage units with trinkets of Christmas history.
Girls and boys, ready to see some toys?
Yeah!
All right, follow me.
The tour starts in Santa's mailroom, where a conveyor belt collects kids' Christmas letters. You make your way through animatronic art, acting out the Nutcracker, and every room holds a new holiday movie treasure. You can snap a photo next to the original Buddy the Elf costume, or pose by Uncle Eddie's actual RV from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
We have items from Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3 right here. We have the soldiers that took over the castle and now watch over our castle.
For Dana and Mark Claus, the joy isn't just in collecting scraps of Christmas scenes. It's in sharing them. Claus says movies are the heart of so many family traditions. And when people see a prop from their favorite scene, the excitement of the moment melts everything else away.
And so, to me, it's a big responsibility to make the impact so overwhelming that I can get you to disconnect from whatever's going on in your life, at least for that 2 hours.
And Claus understands that the holidays aren't easy for everyone. He lost his mother on Christmas Eve when he was 16. It's part of why he's worked so hard to make the holiday special for other people.
For me, it was very difficult to do Christmas. So I'm really great at giving Christmas.
And he is. From the Christmas cuckoo clock, to the singing penguins, to the grand finale, a trip down a reconstruction of the long red slide from A Christmas Story.
People will say, must be great for the kids. No, what's really great is that I can turn somebody who's 80 years old, goes down the slide laughing hysterically, that I could turn them into a kid.
That's exactly what Claus hopes Castle Noel will do. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Medina.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.